This goes to Matthew, Matthew Flegel, Flegel, PAC. Fax 989-828-6835. Regarding Charles, middle initial F like Frank, Davis, D-A-V-I-S. Date of birth 8/17/1945. Dear Mr. Flegel, this is a consultation for Mr. Davis, who was sent for evaluation of hypercalcemia and recently elevated creatinine levels. He had a parathyroid scan done. On 7/19/24, and it did have a suspicious focal site with increased activity in the right inferior thyroid region, suspicious for parathyroid adenoma. He was seen by Dr. Sequeira, S-E-Q-U-I-E-R-A, who is a head and neck surgeon in Midland, and he is being scheduled for parathyroidectomy of at least one gland on the right side in the parathyroid region, maybe two glands according to the surgeon. The patient's having no symptoms of difficulty, no urinary symptoms, no history of kidney stones. He does have chronic pain, but does not use any non-steroidal anti-inflammatory meds to treat that pain. He is a smoker. He smokes a half a pack of cigarettes per day for the last 60 years. He has no chest pain or palpitations. He does have chronic COPD due to long-term smoking, no wheezing, no sputum production, no hemoptysis. Urine is clear. He feels like he makes adequate amounts of urine. No foaminess, cloudiness, or blood. No edema. No claudication symptoms. No suspicious rashes. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, chronic back pain, osteoporosis, hyperlipidemia, COPD, and right carotid stenosis. Past surgical history, he had left shoulder rotator cuff repair and bilateral cataract removal. Social history, the patient smokes a half pack of cigarettes per day for the last 60 years. He occasionally consumes alcoholic beverages, but that is rare. He is married, lives with his wife, and he is retired. Family history is significant for coronary artery disease, hyperlipidemia, COPD, and cancer. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, he's allergic to penicillin. Medication, he takes omega-3 fatty acids daily. Aspirin, 81 milligrams daily. Albuterol, HFA inhaler, two inhalations every 6 hours as needed. Verapamil, 240 milligram daily. Lisinopril, 5 milligram daily. Lipitor, 40 milligram daily. And vitamin D and calcium have been on hold due to the elevated calcium levels. Physical exam, height 67 inches, weight 167 pounds, pulse 62. Blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 114 over 52. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx is clear, midline uvula. Neck is supple. No lymphadenopathy, no jugular venous distension. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. No effusion, no wheezes. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, no enlarged liver or spleen, no CVA tenderness. Extremities, no peripheral edema. Brisk capillary refill, pedal pulses 2+ bilaterally. No changes in sensation. and sensation and motion are intact in the lower extremities. And labs, most recent lab studies were done 7/11/2024. Calcium is 10.6, and he has ranged between 10.6 and 10.4 since about 2022. Albumin is 4.1. Creatinine was back to baseline 1.17. Prior to that, creatinine was 1.31 on June 20th of 24, GFR 56, 3/25 of 24, creatinine 1.52, GFR 47. But now it is back to baseline. Electrolytes are normal. Phosphorus 2.7. Intact parathyroid hormone 160.6. Previous level was 109.7. Parathyroid-related peptide is 0.6. Hemoglobin 15.4 with a normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. Hypercalcemia secondary to primary hyperparathyroidism. The patient has already seen the surgeon and is going to undergo at least one parathyroid gland removal on the right side, possibly more, in January of next year. Two, history of elevated creatinine levels. They have currently returned to baseline. We suspect that after parathyroidectomy that he will not have any further problems with kidney function, and we will keep him on a standby only basis as we suspect that calcium levels will also be normal. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.